Back home, and the murder of a Sydney dentist almost a year ago has prompted calls for more long-term and integrated support services for women who have experienced domestic or family violence. Members of Preethi Reddy's family have joined a campaign pushing for government investment to establish Australia's first publicly funded trauma recovery centre for women. The project's being backed by health and legal professionals across the country as the statistics for women in abusive relationships and the consequences remain dire. Ainsley Drewitt-Smith has this report.
Nithya Reddy and her sister Preethi were always close.
She was the best sister anybody could hope for, which doesn't mean that she wasn't bossy. So she liked to tell me what to do.
Only a year apart in age, they moved to Sydney with their parents from India in 1996.
We shared everything. She would always look out for me. She treated me like I was 10 years younger than her, but her laughter, her humour, her warmth, to know her was, you know, to love her.
Memories are all that Nithya has left of her older sister, who worked as a dentist. In March last year, Preethi Reddy was murdered after attending a conference in Sydney. Her body was found by police stuffed into a suitcase in the boot of her car.
It was the worst moment of my life. My mum, I just held her. I knew that her grief, it's the worst thing that anybody could go through. We didn't suspect the perpetrator.
Police later named Preethi Reddy's ex-boyfriend, Tamworth dentist Harsh Nader, as the person responsible for her death. He was interviewed by detectives, but later died in what police believe was a deliberate car crash.
He was had controlling tendencies in other ways, that coercively controlling behaviour. It was never threatening, violent, it was never aggressive. What I realise now is that he had never perpetrated physically violent acts towards her in the past because he knew that he would lose control of her that way. So the first act of physical violence had to be the final act of control.
Nithya Reddy is now backing a campaign for Australia's first domestic violence trauma recovery centre to be established in the New South Wales Illawarra region south of Sydney. And her family has donated funds in Preethi Reddy's name to help get the project off the ground.
It's a wraparound one-stop service that provides mental health support with appropriate complementary strategies and programs and financial and legal counselling.
Sally Stevenson is the general manager of the Illawarra Women's Health Centre and is driving the campaign, along with a working group backed by health professionals, the legal fraternity, community groups and police. The group's building a case study for the centre and want to ensure its services are free for women in need.
It's a public health emergency and it requires a public health response. And so we're asking for it to be incorporated into a public health system. We've talked to a number of ministers who've been supportive of the concept. However, we're yet to see any funding.
Patricia Cullen is a research fellow in the School of Public Health at the University of New South Wales. She says the statistics around the impact of violence on a woman's health are alarming.
It's actually the greatest health risk factor for women aged 18 to 44 years in Australia.
And she wants to see more attention on their long-term recovery.
What is surprising is that there's currently no dedicated service and very limited resources in our public health system that supports women to receive long-term recovery.
For Nithya Reddy and her family, it's important her sister's death is not in vain.
I don't want her name to ever be forgotten. She would want to know that she can make a difference.
Nithya Reddy, and that report from Ainsley Drewitt-Smith.